This is a Thrive episode, ongoing professional development for print and packaging teams. And now we'll move into today's session.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another America's Print Association Network sales brief. These briefs are a benefit of your America's Print Association Network membership, and they are designed to be short and impactful and tactical, give you something to think about. Hopefully you learn something new, and perhaps there's even something to put on your to-do list for tomorrow. So these briefs happen on the first three Thursdays of every month, one on sales, one on marketing, and one on company culture. And today we're going to be talking about something very interesting, I think, which is a little bit of a new concept for me personally, and that is the idea of habit stacking. So if I were in the room with you right now, I would ask you how many people are familiar with the idea of habit stacking, how many of you feel like you are on the track of using habit stacking as a way to accomplish things in your life. And I might even ask, you know, do you consider yourself to be a novice, kind of a middle of the road person, or an absolute, you know, ninja expert at this? So those are some of the things. And I'm just going to ask really quickly if everybody would mind muting themselves, because I'm hearing a little bit of back channel. But what I really want you to think about here is, and I want to explain this for those of you that are not familiar with this concept, is the very easy, like, explain it to a middle schooler is, after I do the thing I always do, I do this new thing. Okay, that's what we're really talking about when we're talking about habit stacking. Because success does not come from occasional bursts of energy. It doesn't come from doing prospecting when your boss comes to you and says, hey, it's been a while since you've landed a new account, right? These are things that come from small, consistent action repeated over time. So here's a little bit of statistical framework for you. Habit stacking can increase success in sales by up to 64%. And this one was wild to me. 43% of our daily actions are performed habitually while our minds are on other things. So our brains are amazing tools that allow us to do a lot. And there's a lot of things that we just do by habit. So this is really about kind of taking those things that we do on the daily and adding to them. So why it works is because it reduces friction, right? Instead of a salesperson going, boy, I wish I could find the time to prospect, it's built into your system. You are attaching a small action every day to something that you're already doing. So for example, when I sit down with my coffee in the morning, I open LinkedIn and audit my clients' and prospects' activities on LinkedIn. That is an example of habit stacking. You're connecting the daily habit to something new. It might be every time I check my email, right after that, I make a prospecting call. So that's kind of the sensibility. Why this works and why it's a great idea is because it limits or lowers resistance. Because when we make it small, when we make it tiny, we make it doable. A lot of you on this call and a lot of you watching this or listening to it later know of a very important book called Atomic Habits. Right. And so if I had to encapsulate the book Atomic Habits into one sentence or one sensibility, it would be, instead of saying I need to lose weight, I say every time I open the refrigerator, what would a healthy person choose right now? That's the big difference. Great, big, giant, crazy goal that can't be defined, or assigning specific behaviors and beliefs to something that will get you to the result that you really want to get to. So another reason that habit stacking works is because it builds up your identity as a salesperson. So for those of you that are on this call or those of you that are listening to this later, if you identify as a revenue generating person, as a salesperson, doing sales activities with, especially with regard to new business, this really is framed around new business. When you do things every single day to get you new accounts, new engagement, new followers, new people who are consuming your content, it becomes a part of your identity. And your head hits the pillow at night going, I did something today that is going to pay off for me in the future. And it was centered around new business development. Because most owners and managers that I've been talking to in the last several years are very concerned about new business development. A lot of printing companies in America have really good account managers. There's a lot of very successful men and women that are in sales roles right now that are really, really good at taking care of existing customers. And they're booking millions and millions of dollars in print. And that's amazing. And we also need new business. And I was just having a conversation the other day about how there are still opportunities for us to talk to organizations out there that are not currently using some elements of print, but they could be and they should be. And that's where the opportunity lies. So that's really the way I want you to think about this. This is about your identity. This is about reducing friction. And this is really that sensibility that that which we do every day is far more important than that which we do every once in a while. So I've already kind of hinted at this a little bit, but this really is about taking things that we do every day and automatically making it that when I do that thing, I next do this thing. So it's really about prompting a behavior, right? And again, when we make it tiny, when we make it very, very small, it might feel like when I send an email to someone, I also then send out a check-in email to an existing prospect, or when I sit down in the morning, the first thing I do is I do a few moments of research so that I add one new prospect to my pipeline. So we're making it tiny and we're removing the ambiguity from it. This is really important because this isn't, again, we are not putting prospecting on our to-do list. It's too big. It's too ambiguous. When we make it extremely specific, today I will make 3 calls. Today I will send 2 prospecting introductory emails. Today I will make 2 LinkedIn comments on some of my prospects' content. Very, very small, very, very specific. These are the kinds of things. I want to spend a minute here talking about worst thing, first thing. Many of you might have been familiar with that phrase. It is basically the idea that if I really want to feel productive and I really want to move the needle, I'm going to do the thing I don't want to do first. And if today don't want to do is find 3 potential new customers or call that prospect that's been dodging me for 3 months. If I do it first, I will feel so much better. I will get it the hell out of my way and I will move on with my day. So worst thing, first thing has been an absolute game changer for me. And I believe that it could be with that for you too. So when we really think about micro habits, again, this might be sounding a little bit repetitive, but it is extremely important that these things are small. Right. So again, I'm going to reinforce that idea of the micro habit is when I'm spending time on LinkedIn, perhaps you make a new, completely original post every Monday on LinkedIn. So the habit stack is immediately following that, I make a connection with somebody new on LinkedIn. It might be someone who's engaged with your content. It might be someone that you recognize as a mutual connection, whatever that is. But we do a thing after a thing. So it might be, I just read a really interesting article about postal reform or potential new postal increases or generational preferences with regard to how generations interact with print and what channels they trust the most. The next level up of that is, and then I sent that article to someone that I believed would benefit from it. So another example of that would be, you just got an email from a very satisfied customer who thanked you profusely for the favor that you did for them, for getting their job done early, or for driving it to their client yourself, because that's just the kind of magnanimous person you are. The habit stack level up is to thank them for that observation and ask for a referral. This might sound very old school, but I tend to live at the intersection of old school and new thinking. And referrals are still an important and very real way that we can develop new business. And if we're letting those opportunities go by when people say nice things to us, and we just let that go by as like, oh, that was nice, you're really missing an opportunity. So we want to make sure that we are taking those steps and just making a little bit of a level up. Another good example of this might be maybe 5 minutes a month you spend writing a recommendation to somebody on LinkedIn that you know and care about. Maybe it's a former colleague, maybe it's a former customer, maybe it's a current customer or a vendor. You take the time to spend 3 minutes writing a recommendation for them in LinkedIn that then becomes part of their profile, and they get a notification that you did that. And then more often than not, they will probably avail themselves of the ability to write one for you too. So you've done something kind, you're getting something in return for it. So I really do want to spend a minute talking about the compounding effect, because it is very important to understand that small things add up to big math over time. That's really what this is. Tiny action, big math, big impact. So imagine that if you were talking about 3 to 5 stacked habits, this equates to dozens of extra engagements, dozens of extra touches in a given time frame. And it all scales depending on where you are in your career and how much time and energy that you are committing to this. So for example, brand new sales rep is probably spending the vast majority of their time on prospecting. So that compounding effect is going to be astonishing. But if you're a seasoned rep who's just kind of getting, you know, getting a little bit of hassle from ownership about bringing in some new business, and you were to add one new prospect a week, we can all agree that's tiny. Adding one new prospect a week to your pipeline, by the most conservative estimates possible, would equate to 5 new customers in 2 years. And that ain't nothing, my friends, right? Depending on what your average customer is, and depending on the impact on your income, your position at the company, and the revenue impact of that small action is massive. And that's really why habit stacking is such an important thing to talk about. So there's also a really big compounding effect about confidence here, right? And I've seen it referred to as a flywheel. So when you connect those tiny activities to those big results, you feel better, you feel more confident, you're getting back in the game, you're getting back into that. I always joke about falling in love with printing again, falling in love with cold calling again, because that's how we all started, right? If you're doing sales, chances are there was a time in your life where you were living and breathing cold calling all the time. So it's kind of time to fall in love with that a little bit and understand there can be real impact. And for a lot of the more seasoned reps that I'm working with, you know, motivation, we've done lots of stuff on motivation. We will do more in the future. But the real truth is, when you are at a certain time in your life, when maybe you're not as motivated as you were when your kids were in school and you were saving for college and you were paying off your house, but there are still amazing, impactful things that that leveling up of sales can buy for you, including things like golf trips and watches and things like that. We can still connect that hard work and those results to things that we want in our lives. So that is all just a really important way to look at teeny tiny equals big impact on the long term. And so how do we start, and how do we make it stick, and how do we scale it? So again, embarrassingly tiny goal or embarrassingly tiny habit would be one new call a day, right? And I am, you know, banging the drum about CRMs all the time. I hope you're using a CRM, because a CRM can help you stay organized about each one of these tiny little activities that you're doing. And at the end of every day, the evidence is there. You added a new prospect. You made 3 phone calls. You sent 2 emails. You sent out a sample pack. You scheduled an appointment. All of these things have a tremendous amount of impact. And we want to track the streaks, not just the sales, Right? Owners and managers out there might be saying, show me the money. All I care about is the numbers. And that's fine. But as somebody who managed salespeople and as somebody who coaches salespeople all the time, it's important to remember that we look at two things when it comes to your behavior and what you're doing in your life as a salesperson. One is the numbers and the other is the activity. Because in the absence of the numbers, if the activity is there, if you're calling on the right people and you're saying the right things and you're applying a step-by-step process and you're diligent and you're confident, you will not fail. It's a guarantee. Okay? But we really do want to think about picking one thing at a time until that becomes a habit, right? Until you are without even having to chide yourself or without even hesitation doing the first thing, which is the phone call or the LinkedIn connection or whatever it is, then you can level up to another one. And then when that one becomes as regular as the first one did, then you can add another one, because the list of things is endless, right? This could include cultivating and curating content that is shareable and valuable, creating your own content, consuming and educating yourself about things that you are not super steady on, phone calls, emails. Maybe it's even assessing your sales, your website, and convincing your owner or your manager or whoever's in charge that it's time to change the website so that it looks like it's 2026, right? But we really want to make it up. I want it to be very understood and have you all embrace the notion that this stuff has real impact, and the making small of it is what makes it doable.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Print and Packaging Lab podcast powered by PIA Mid-America. The full episode is a member-only benefit. Contact us to learn more about membership and for access to this and other content made for the printing and packaging industry. Get in touch by emailing us at info@piamidam.org.